Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
10024.
Thank you, sir. And 0024. What's your name, sir?
Hillel Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N.
Friedman. All right. It is in your wife's name, Betsy.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Can you verify the address for me, please?
209 West 86th Street, apartment 102.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Friedman. I'm waiting on this account to come up, and I'll let you know what's going on. All right. She's entering to the contest to win that Dyson, and I do want to let you know that this account has been canceled already. But it's when she enters into those contests, the Dyson vacuum cleaner contest, she got to make sure that she read over this. I want you to know that this has been canceled, Mr. Friedman.
But there was a debit of $49.89.
That's correct.
That was canceled. Did she get a credit for that $49.89?
Let me see. One second. And at 209 West 86th Street, that's your address?
Correct.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry if I didn't ask you about it. I couldn't remember. But I do thank you for that verification. And you were trying to see, was your wife refunded the $49.89 on January the 29th?
Yes.
Give me one second. I'm sorry, sir. Once I can see that the account is in charge back. So we tied our hands once you disputed those charges?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Once you disputed them, it tied our hands. So no longer can I assist you with this account until that dispute is finalized.
Well, if it's in dispute, who's deciding who finalizes the dispute?
Once your bank get the information and they'll see that everything was stated in the terms and conditions, then they'll probably get back with you. I don't know what their protocol is, but I'm just figuring it. But
so
I
so she should go to the bank to see whether it's credited. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. You can, or you can call them.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you guys for calling customer support. Good day.